NPR's John Burnett is with a Marine artillery battery just 20 miles outside of Baghdad. He says the giant column of troops and vehicles he's been traveling with is still moving forward.
What you're hearing right now are more M1 A1 Abrams tanks driving past on the highway. This artillery unit leapfrogged in front of them. Now they're passing the artillery unit going even closer to Baghdad. So this column is really, really closing in on the capital.
Now you're 20 miles outside of Baghdad, from what I understand, and you've traveled quite a distance over the past 24 hours. What have you seen?
It's really been a remarkable day. We've traveled about 50 miles. We crossed the Tigris River. I actually saw for the first time Iraqi military equipment destroyed and burning by the side of the road. A lot of the irregular attacks on the troops seem to have ended, at least with this Marine column, and they're encountering more regular army, more the loyal Saddam troops.
As U.S. forces get closer to Baghdad, there are more concerns about biochemical scares.
There was a scare tonight. As soon as this artillery battery arrived in this field, someone yelled, gas, gas, gas. Everyone donned their masks, put on their protective gear, and because one of the monitors actually went off. The one thing that was a consolation, and I don't know if you can hear it or not, there's some noisy trucks, but there are a lot of frogs in the ponds and the marshes nearby, and so the frogs continued to call, which was reassuring to me, since the amphibians, I think, would respond pretty quickly to a nerve gas attack.
So you figured if they were okay, maybe we'll be okay also.
Exactly. They were the canaries in the coal mine.
We're seeing a lot of pictures back here in the United States of civilians cheering U.S. troops. Have you been seeing any of that?
Interestingly, I have, and it's just in the past 2 days that everyone, all the Marines, have noticed that suddenly the civilians are friendly again. They're waving, they're shooting V for victory, and even making kind of pistol-like gestures to their heads and then pointing north, like, you know, put a bullet in Saddam's temple. The artillery battery that I'm traveling with was in a field this afternoon, and a carload of Iraqi men drove by and yelled out, thank you, in unison. First time I'd heard that.
I'm sure the troops still, though, have memories of the suicide bombing at one of the checkpoints over the weekend. Are they, even though the civilians seem to be more friendly, are they still having less contact with the civilian population?
Exactly. They're under strict orders to really have nothing to do with the civilians except wave to them. No more handing out of food rations, no more shaking hands with kids, and there's still a deliberate attempt to keep the civilians away from the military vehicles.
Now that you're 20 miles outside of Baghdad in that area that they've been referring to as the Red Zone, has the mood shifted among the troops?
There's a palpable excitement. There's a kind of an electricity, as everyone is anxious to get this over with. I wish I could say, they're all imagining what it's going to be like to depose the government, but what they're imagining, at least the Marines that I've talked to, are all of their girlfriends and their wives and their favorite restaurants and bars and their Sony PlayStations, and they just are really tired of being out here, and they all see the way home through Baghdad. It's a cliche now.
Thank you, John.
It's my pleasure, Michelle.
NPR's John Burnett with the 1st Marine Division, 20 miles outside Baghdad.